Greetings, blessings, and God's grace to you today. Welcome to a moment of inspiration and reflection on the goodness of God. I am Vanessa Narte, a follower of Jesus Christ and founder of Love at the Well. I love to read and study the Bible and to encourage the hearts of other followers of Jesus to do the same. Here is today's reflection. Hear my prayer, Lord. Let my cry for help come to you. Do not hide your face from me when I am in distress. Turn your ear to me when I call. Answer me quickly. For my days vanish like smoke. My bones burn like glowing embers. My heart is blighted and withered like grass. I forget to eat my food. In my distress, I groan aloud and am reduced to skin and bones. I am like a desert owl, like an owl among the ruins. I lie awake. I have become like a bird alone on a roof. All day long, my enemies taunt me. Those who rail against me use my name as a curse. For I eat ashes as my food and mingle my drink with tears because of your great wrath. For you have taken me up and thrown me aside. My days are like the evening shadow. I wither away like grass. This is the beginning verses of Psalm 102. Blessed day to you, everyone. I have a question for you. What do you think when you read the Psalms? When you open scripture, when you open the Holy Bible, and you read a psalm, what goes through your mind? Today is a reflection on Psalm 102. From day to day, and sometimes even from moment to moment, we hear the depths of the truthfulness of a psalmist's heart. We hear what's going on in their life, their circumstances, their thoughts, and we get a sense of what they are feeling. And to know that God wants us to hear it all too, that's why it's in the scripture, because God wants us to hear the utterances of psalmists' hearts and experiences. And knowing that God wants us to hear it too, that is comforting to me in a way. How about you? How do you feel and what do you think when you read the Psalms? Are you glad that God allows you to say out loud to Him how you feel about your circumstances and what it is that you desire for Him to do about people or those very circumstances that may be causing you distress in your life? In the book of Exodus, God says, I have surely seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt and have given heed to their cry because of their taskmasters. So we see the psalmist in this psalm also cry out from time to time. I don't know about you, but seeing over and over and over again how God responds to the utterances of His people makes me believe that I also have an invitation from God to do the same. My sister in faith, what burdens are on your heart that you want to speak to God today? Is it relief from an enemy's hand? Is it healing for a child or for a family member or even for yourself? Is it for a clear, purpose-filled path? Is it for provision? Is it for protection? Whatever it is, just like our forefathers and foremothers of the faith, as a child of God, you have God's ear. He hears every word that we utter, and providentially, in due time, God works all things together for our good, even though day by day, for a time, yes, for a time, we may continue to see that which caused us to cry out to God in the first place. This week, as we are continuing our reading in the book of the Bible known as Exodus, I pray that you will find a time and a space to open your heart to hear from God through His Word this week. And lastly, as always, stay encouraged. Keep the faith. God sees you. To connect with women across the world reading the Bible, visit loveatthewell.com. Peace and blessings to you, my sister in faith. Stay encouraged. Keep the faith. God sees you.